welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Some grants are tiny, some are massive, but it's clear the ag development process, funded by the Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement years ago, has positive impact. On the small side, grants go to counties for equipment purchase for shared use.
You know, I'm a part-time farmer. I can't afford a no-till drill, but I can go down and get that shared use equipment and need it that one day a year that I need it. And so it just works good for part-time farmers.
Warren Beeler, a part-time farmer, and in the last year appointed director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, is an advocate of the ag development process and its funding for the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, also having positive impact.
We're up to $60 million now. That's state money that's been moved over to a loan program, and we don't do a lot of direct loans. We do loans with the lending agency, and like on a chicken barn that's $1 million, we'll do $250,000, and basically at 2%, and then three quarter percent for the lender to do the work. And what we do is we take the pressure off the lender, we lower their interest rate for the farmer, and they tell us in our beginner farmer program there, which is half the money, that basically 75% of them wouldn't have been made without us. So how much better can we do than that? And that loan money now, Mike, is money that can be used over and over again. We can do that 10, 15, 30, 50 times. So it's wonderful.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
Over 10 years ago, after the tobacco settlement agreement was reached and tobacco companies paid settlements to states, Kentucky legislators and Governor Patton had the foresight to set aside 50% of our share to be dedicated to rebuilding ag infrastructure as the federal tobacco program shut down. Warren Beeler reflected upon that.
In 1998, it was 46,000 tobacco farmers. Now we got less than 4,600. In 1998, 25% of cash receipts was tobacco. Now less than 7. Cash receipts in 98 were $3.7 billion, now $6.5. That's no coincidence. And even if it is, we'd like to take credit for part of that. You know, everybody knows, this money has been seed money for investment. We're doing it bigger, we're doing it better, and we're doing it basically as environmentally friendly as we've ever done in history.
Warren Beeler with the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.